From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. Take a look at the weather forecast for the state of Maine on this Wednesday evening. Tonight, clearing, cooler, and drier statewide, lows 53 to 64. Tomorrow and Friday as well, more sun than clouds across the state, isolated afternoon showers away from the coast, far less humid. High temperatures tomorrow, 78 to 88, 73 to 85 on Friday. On Saturday, mostly sunny and comfortable statewide. High temperatures, 71 to 81 degrees.
On the next Maine Calling, beyond the protests, continuing the work of confronting racial injustice. I'm Cindy Hahn. Join me for a conversation about what it takes to meaningfully support the fight against racism and how people can make a difference in achieving true racial healing. Maine Calling, Thursday, live at 1 and rebroadcast at 7 on Maine Public Radio.
Governor Janet Mills is calling on members of Congress to resolve their differences and pass an additional pandemic economic relief package. Mal Leary reports.
Mills says she's focused on addressing the wide range of issues caused by the pandemic, and high on the list is helping individuals, families, and state and local governments cope with the economic impacts of COVID-19. She says only Congress has the financial capacity to provide the level of needed aid, but the deadlock in Congress continues.
We don't know what the federal government's going to do. There have been several versions of stimulus funding packages, new relief packages in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate.
Mills, who was a guest on Maine Calling, says she is concerned the political gridlock in Congress seems to also be an issue here at home. She says it will take bipartisanship for a special session of the legislature to be productive. But she's not seeing that right now. Mills does have the power to call a special session if the legislature itself cannot reach an agreement. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In other Maine news, a proposed mining project in northern Penobscot County has cleared its first steps with the state's Land Use Planning Commission. Ontario-based Wolfden Resources Corporation is applying for a zoning change in more than 500 of the 6,800 acres it owns around Picket Mountain near Patton, potentially putting the company on the road to the state's first metallic mining operation since the 1970s. But Maine conservationists are questioning why the LUPC is moving ahead with the application process when basic aspects of the project remain unclear.
If somebody's going to mine in Maine, they better do it right. This company is not indicating that it can do this job well.
Nick Bennett, staff scientist with the Natural Resources Council of Maine, says, among other issues, Wolfden has not demonstrated that it has a plan to safely handle contaminated wastewater generated from the processing of ore. Bennett says due to limitations at the site, a mine would need to treat wastewater to the point that it could be released safely back into the ground.
LUPC has asked Wolfden for an example of a mine that can do that. We have asked Wolfden for an example of a mine that can do that. They have not provided any of that.
Attempts to reach Wolfden Resources were not successful, but according to a project update posted to its website on Tuesday, Wolfden officials say they're encouraged by exploration results to date, with drilling in new areas planned for the fall. The company is hoping to resurrect mining in the area for zinc, copper, lead, silver, and gold. With about a month until the school year begins in most of Maine, districts across the state are planning to reopen their classrooms, at least partially. But with COVID-19 still spreading, many parents are opting to keep their kids home or to withdraw them from public schools entirely. We continue our series, Deep Dive Coronavirus, with a look at the choices that some parents are making during the pandemic. Robbie Feinberg has the story.
Remote learning was hectic this spring for Lisa Dulac and her two kids. The mother from Poland would try to sit down and read with one son while the other darted around the house.
And I have a, 7-year-old who needs to, catch up on his reading. And then I have a 4-year-old running around playing and want to play with his brother because that's what they do when they're home. They play together.
So when Dulac heard that her children's school would likely be partially reopened this fall, she was eager to send them back. But in the last few weeks, she's reconsidered, as she's learned about the mask mandates and social distancing guidelines required of students. She worries that her now 5-year-old may struggle to learn and socialize in this new version of school.
But if I can somehow manage so my 5-year-old as a kindergartner doesn't experience that as his first sort of what school is like, then I'm going to keep him home and try to distance learn and maybe try to get together with other families that have decided the same thing and so we can socialize with them, sort of like a small pod.
Dulac isn't alone. In Portland, 11% of families who responded to a recent district survey indicated that they would keep their children learning remotely. The numbers are similar in other cities, such as Biddeford and Bangor. Many families point to health and safety concerns, particularly in areas of the state that have been hardest hit by the virus. And some families are opting for remote learning despite the fact that online schooling frustrated many parents and students in the spring. Some students did well, but others, particularly those with disabilities, language barriers, or a lack of internet access, struggled to access the services they need. Maine Deputy Education Commissioner Dan Chuda says that should be different in the fall.
We were referring to the learning that was occurring March on as really emergency learning. This, because of the time that we've had to prepare and plan for, it is in some ways more intentional just because of the benefit of time that educators have had to prepare for.
Yet for some parents, their continued worries are pushing them out of the school system completely. Many are now looking at homeschooling.
The overall uncertainty, I think, is on a lot of people's minds.
Kathy Green with the group Homeschoolers of Maine says her organization is seeing about a 15% increase in interest this year.
Not knowing what's coming in the future for sure. And so just wanting to take this time to pull back and just pull their family together and take a break, take a breather.
While parents choosing remote or homeschooling this fall say they're doing what's best for their families, the trends do worry some educators and experts. Bates College professor Mara Teakin says these alternative schooling options are really only available for certain families, those who can afford to stay at home or even hire a private tutor. Others don't have that option, and Teakin worries that divide could further exacerbate long-standing gaps in student achievement.
So we're seeing how these options can end up segregating or perpetuating racial segregation or class segregation in and around our schools. And then also to the extent that these options are better or more rigorous, we can also see how this might exacerbate educational inequality.
And some organizations caution that families' decisions this fall could have larger consequences for them, too.
But the laws are really kind of cloudy and they're muddy and it can be difficult to navigate.
Carrie Woodcock is the executive director of the Maine Parent Federation, which provides support to families of students with disabilities. She says she's been cautioning families that if they choose to homeschool, their kids could lose out on services that were provided through public schools in the past.
And you're assuming all that responsibility, which means you have to come up with the curriculum and all the materials. You won't get any support from the school district on any of those things. So you will be 100% providing the education of your child.
Woodcock's organization is planning to hold webinars later this month on school reopening, with details about what homeschooling could mean for parents as they try to decide what to do in the fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
You can find out more online about our series on how public schools in Maine are preparing to reopen this fall. Go to mainepublic.org/coronavirus. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 for a program about achieving racial equity. I'm Ed Morin.